What's your goal of loving with purpose?
My biggest goal, I would say, is to get women, especially women, to expect to be respected. So in other words, they need to learn how to teach people how to treat you, as Dr. Phil would say. It's also about her self-awareness, and so that she's conscious of how worthy she is to be treated well and to be respected. I think a lot of times women in life don't realize that they need to be expecting these things, and they should get them, that they're worth it. For instance, chivalry is a topic that for young women is kind of a I don't need a man type of a situation or attitude. And really, chivalry isn't about dependence. It's about independence. And so I really describe in detail how chivalry is a good thing. And when you expect a man to be chivalrous, you're also helping him. You're not hurting him. You're helping him to grow as a man.
How do we teach people how to treat us?
You have to expect it. It's as simple as that. You have to, if you're not being treated well by someone, you have to decide. You have a choice. You either stay in that situation, you leave the situation, or you put out there what you expect. If a person loves and cares about you, they'll come through for you. There's no question about that. If they can change, and I believe everyone can change if they want to change, it will happen.
What do you think about this statement? Ultimately, marriage is really about the marriage with oneself.
I think that that's a good statement, actually, because everybody has their part in a relationship, especially in a marriage. And if you're not doing your part, but you're expecting someone else to, the chances of that marriage working well is not going to be good. So you have to look at yourself and go, am I doing what needs to be done in order to make this marriage work? Obviously, it does take two to make a marriage work, but you can only control what you do in the relationship.
If you had one tip for people in a relationship, what would it be?
Expect to be respected.
Kim Mitchell, Loving with Purpose, the journeys you take, the choices you make. Thanks so much for being with us on WNKU today.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.